Coin meeting room number 2.
I believe Frederick.
Pretty sure.
I believe Frederick and Leo won't be able to make this. I think they're doing the interview today.
Yeah, I was chatting with Leo. I think he's doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone else have the issue of the PNW general chat not wanting to appear on my desktop?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is we're going to have to just delete the channel entirely and then create something different with a different name, because actually you can change owners of group chats, so you don't need to delete it. And what happened was we deleted a chat and then it stayed on desktop, and then we made a completely new chat on mobile. So,
yeah, I remember there's the some confliction.
There's some confliction going, and there's no fixing it. I asked the tech team. They're like, just got to name and make a new channel. So, it's stupid. It's gay. But, yeah.
Just call it the PNW return or something like that. I don't know.
I'll probably just do 2 underscores or something.
Yeah. Reclaim the PNW.
Or PNW underscore general 2.
Oh, that would actually be very smart.
That way people get mixed up. They're like, oh, I keep using this channel and it doesn't work. Because we have a new one. You know, how was everyone's weekend? I take it you all had a fabulous weekend? Correct?
Not particularly.
Not very productive.
Not very productive, huh? Why?
Not for me, not too much.
What got done? What got done activism wise when I was gone this weekend? What'd you guys do?
I was on the Oregon coast and I put some stickers up in a one town. Was gonna do 2, but I was
beautiful.
Really,
you
late
got your one action a week done. We're very proud of you. Where's everyone else at?
I'm off at 8.
Very cool. I saw that. If also went under that banner drop location, David, and I think it's doable, but we definitely want a big banner. I didn't really scout it though. I just drove under it, looked at it. Grant Washington does not come to this mumble meeting. I'm probably just removing him. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What'd you accomplish this weekend?
This week?
Weekend.
Went up to Darrington and poked around a little bit. Haven't got much else done. Trying to get my 3D printer up and going again, but waiting on a new thermistor that was supposed to be here yesterday, but has been delayed.
About stencils and stuff. Do you work on those?
Oh, I gotta go get the coroplast, but I'll go pick some up tomorrow and then work on tracing out that two-party one tyranny one.
Should finish the other big banner letters. Actually, prioritize those. That way, we can make a banner that says something other than "Reclaim America."
What letters do we need? Just send me a list of the letters that you still need, and I'll start working.
Did everybody mute, or is it just me?
Just you, man.
Tyler, there's a list in NW8. The letter set looks like we need B-G-G-J-N-O-P-V. If you go back a couple of days, you'll see that list.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Was that 3 sheets of chloroplast for that?
Leo, how'd the interview go?
Went well. Sorry, I'm making dinner. I went good. The guy seems legit.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go up and down the list, and you guys are going to answer with either yes or no. And I'm going to ask you, if you did an action since our last meeting, Alexander.
Yes.
Brandon, California.
I wasn't at the last meeting.
Did you do an action this week?
No, there has not been action this week outside of stickering.
Okay, Brandon. Oh, so you did do an action. Very good. Okay, David.
Yes.
Ethan.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Leo.
Hello,
yeah.
Marcus. Marcus Washington. I'm going to take that as a yes. Travis, California, did you do an action this week? Yes or no?
Yes or
Marcus,
no?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Cool. Tyler, Washington.
Yeah, dude, you were with me.
Vincent, Washington.
Yes.
Walter, Oregon.
No.
No? No. You're the only no. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, shame. 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 Get out there.
Shame.
Something done.
To be clear.
Hey, you're not Walter Oregon anymore. Your name's not right.
Yeah. We got to get Thomas to change it.
In fairness, I did do over 90 edits for the photo editing team. So.
Okay, then you did an action. Very good. Very good. Thank you. You did something. You contributed.
Okay. We're talking about individual actions then, right? I thought you were talking about my network.
Doesn't matter if you did activism, a photo edit, whatever, that counts as an action. We have a minimum of doing one action a week.
Well, my sticker run is tonight after work, so technically it's not done yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Moving forward, attendance for the hike. Who is going? I'm going to go up top to bottom. Just yes.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. My boss is calling me. I got to exit for a minute.
Okay. Tell me your other boss said to hurry up. All right. Alexander, yes or no?
Yes.
Attending the hike?
Yes.
Alex, Brandon?
Of course.
While you're here, everyone say hi to Brandon.
Hello.
David?
Hello, Brandon.
David?
Yes.
David, always reliable. You're the man. Ethan, yes or no?
Yes.
Can't wait to meet you. Jack, yes.
Yes.
Better be there. All right, John. John Washington. John is going. Yes, put John down. John, Johnny boy. John Wah. Marcus. Marcus. You're going, yes or no? Beautiful. So glad. Can't wait to see you again. Those big pecs you got there. All right, Travis, California. Yes or no? Are you going? Travis, California.
I don't know anymore. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Give me an answer. by tomorrow.
Okay, all right, yeah.
All right, who's next? Tyler, Tyler, you're coming, right? Yes, 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 he is. You better be there. I will drag you there. Vincent, you're going.
Yes.
All right, Boyle. Walter, there's not going.
No, I'm not.
Or got cucked. Cuck. Okay. That's only a small amount of people. I need to go chase down everyone else who's not coming. I did get some messages on the server. Frederick is coming, correct? Alexander? Leo is coming.
I'm sorry, I was in the middle of a phone call. What did you say?
Frederick is coming?
Yes, yeah, Frederick's coming.
Why is he not here?
He's probably driving down to his house after the interview.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure George is coming too.
And is he really? I thought he wasn't. He told me he wasn't coming. Is that going to be one of the surprises where we tell John?
I don't know. When was the last time we talked to you?
Days ago.
Friday. Okay, maybe that. Okay, then it's been longer for me, so I guess he's not. Sorry.
Brandon, how many people are you bringing with?
It'll be me, Gary Cal, and Nathan Cal from Network 14.
Thomas, how's it going? Did you complete your weekly action this week?
Yeah, I stickered 3 or 4 times this week, and I've been working on all sorts of other stuff.
You're the best member of Network 8.
I'm happy for that.
Getting a head count for our upcoming little adventure this weekend.
By the way, I had someone. I think they were going to ask you about some. Hold on 1 second. Let me talk to you.
So is everybody excited for this upcoming hike?
Of course.
Yeah, I can pick it up.
Oh yeah.
Indeed.
Okay. Got dragged to the basement. All right. I don't know if anyone from NorCal is coming. Travis? No? If anyone else is confirmed going?
Sorry. I'm working right now. No, I don't know anybody who's coming.
The best person to ask about that, I think, would probably be Paul.
Oh, Paul is coming. Paul, put Paul down.
Paul, oh, wait. Paul didn't message me if he needed a ride. Is he going up with his kids?
Yes, he is.
Okay, awesome.
Brian Nevada's also coming, I think.
Yes, he.
I would message him to double check on that. Because he's coordinating a lot of movement with Network 12, so he rides along with all the NorCal guys.
I know. Russian, he did not want to do that. Glad to hear you had a change of heart. Okay. Cool. Attendance, head count. Pull up the document. I got us a little document. Imagine having a $2,000 gaming PC and it can't even pull up a Google Doc.
Get an SSD.
But I just need to upgrade to the Israel 9 processor. Leo, Oregon, are you attending the hike?
Casey.
I'm planning on this. I'm hoping I feel better by
then.
And also mute your mic. you'll be feeling fine. The signal's not the best, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Google Doc. Like, what do you have for everyone? You have something, don't you?
Do I have something for everyone? I was just going to ask you and ask the drivers when I'm supposed to drop the address. And the check-in and the check-out. I can give you the park phone number.
Yes. What you are going to do is you're just going to give all the drivers your Telegram. We'll just use Telegram. Typically for events and stuff, we use Threema. But this isn't a march, so I'm not too concerned about that.
Sure.
Got the document. Have I shared the document with you, Jack, Mr. Park Ranger? I'll call you Park Negatory. Ranger. Jack Washington. Star. Jack is the PR for this event. Boom. There's a document. It's really nothing special. I believe I do have drivers I need to update. So John Waugh, he's going to have at least 5 people. Tyler Waugh, going to have at least 5 people. Vincent, what about you, bud? You're getting a car, and who are you loading up?
I believe just Anthony and Ethan are going to be in my vehicle.
Okay, cool. Putting Vincent Waugh down.
I'm taking 5 people now?
Your car fits 5 people, so I put the number 5
next. I got all my camping gear too, and the 3 dudes that I'm picking up from the airport.
But yes, correct.
We're talking about just going to the camp.
Yeah, this is just to the campsite.
Okay.
Well, I put down your vehicle can fit how many people. Well, we're going to drive to the campsite and unload. But in the morning, next morning, when we drive to the location, I had you listed as a driver. And you can hold 5 people, and that's why I did that.
Yeah.
And okay. Vincent, I believe this car you're renting can hold at least 5 people, correct?
Yes, it will.
Okay, cool. Any more than 5 people? Is it just a sedan? Is it a soccer mom, SUV, minivan? What is it?
Well, I haven't reserved it yet. I'm planning on getting a bigger sedan, but if there's something I need to get that's bigger.
Probably not necessary. We're going to have a handful of vehicles, and it's not that far of a drive. So John, Tyler, Vincent, Paul, but he's going to only be hiking partially and then driving back. As well, correct Jack?
Yeah, I can drive some people to the park. I got some stuff set up.
Or well,
I
can also you, how many people can you fit site. What are you fitting 5
including camping gear? I can squeeze myself.
No camping gear. No, this is people. From the campsite to the hike.
Oh, 5 people.
Okay, 5 people, cool. Marcus is driving yourself, correct, Marcus? Correct? Very cool, thank you. Very hard to hear you. List of drivers right now, Jack. All California. The Southern crew going to be probably Paul and then Oregon. So who's the driver for Oregon? Leo, Frederick, and Alexander. I'm guessing it's Alexander.
I think Frederick's the one reserving the vehicle because I don't have a credit card or 2 forms of ID.
You can go to Costco and you can get an ID there. Costco card counts as a second form of ID. There you go.
That's interesting.
All right. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 vehicles.
so far. I also got some lawn chairs. I want to add that to a beer list. If you guys want to sit down at the campsite, not just sit in the grass or stand, bring a lawn chair. I bought a few of those today, but only bought four. So you guys can either fight over them or go get your own. Okay, so 7 vehicles, Jack.
Wow, okay. 7 vehicles total then, huh? Going to be parking there? Seven vehicles are going to be parked in the camp. I'm sure that'll be okay.
Marcus, you're a driver. Would you be willing to transport some individuals from the campsite to the hike spot? Marcus Washington. Take only one other guy. Okay. All right. I mean, so far we got 5, 10, 15, 20 current head count.
That's great because 20 is where our reservation is. 20 is the maximum group. I think the official capacity. I told them, I swear I told them we were going to have more than that. But in the email they sent me and the confirmation of booking, they said 20 is maximum. But I don't think they're going to be counting us anyway.
Yeah, those type of things, they really don't. They just really care about the amount of shekels that you give them.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. Oh, we gotta have more people than that. Who's not here?
George Washington.
You're good, man. So, oh, I forgot. Lawrence. FL. What was that?
I was going to say, as long as the cook is anticipating, I mean, he needs to know just as much as we all do how many people are going to be there. He's the one cooking for all of us. So
yeah,
that's good. We can get him a head count. Another thing we're going to need to go over is, I guess what I'll do is I got to call ahead to the campground because you guys are going to arrive at different times and just tell them, I guess I could tell you guys which site we're in and they'd probably direct you there. I don't know. If I'll give you guys a point of contact too. I'll give the drivers all the information they need is what I'm just thinking about.
Right. And did you contact unaffiliate Marshall Washington?
Yeah, we DM'd once or twice. I'm sure I could grab him on the way down. That'd be fine.
Okay, so that's going to be... And Eric Washington's coming as well, so make that 8 vehicles so far.
I'm sure that'll
be... You guys remember Eric. He is very cool. He's coming. Left Patriot Front because he does a lot of stuff with Asatru Folk Assembly, and he invests his time into that.
Oh, Eric's coming? It's been like a year since I've seen him.
It's actually been 2 years since you've seen him.
No, no, because I've been in a year and a half.
The only time you ever saw him was last National last year, correct?
I wasn't at the National. I joined during the National.
Where did you see him then? He didn't come to San Francisco.
He came down for a SoCal action.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. He came to visit with his butt buddy Wayne. but am I wrong?
Was it Wayne, California? Because Wayne, California has been gone a long time.
Talk to him sometimes and see him. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20. We're looking at 20 bodies. I was projecting to be at least 25 to 30, but we had a few guys drop out. Almost all of the Idaho guys dropped out or not coming, unfortunately, due to life circumstances. Next, got the drivers, headcount on drivers, gear list. All right, so I sent the gear list to everyone so far, but I'm going to add a couple updates to it. Like swimming trunks, for example.
Hey, John, what's the weather supposed to be like on that day when we hike?
I just checked it out today while grocery shopping, and it's going to be cloudy and sunny. Okay, and then lawn chair of some sort.
Hey, yeah, Jack. John, when you get the if you get a second, would you send me the list of drivers? I'm sorry to interrupt. What did you say?
Jack, I was going to ask you if there's some time this week that's good for you to meet up with that Vancouver interviewee.
Yeah, I'm sure we could get something going on. My work schedule, as always, hectic. I'm pretty sure I'm free on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll keep you posted on that, but if I'm not free during the day, I'm always free during the evening. It takes me like maybe 45 minutes to get down to Vancouver. I can get down there in 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, John wants us to meet up with him, and if he passes, try and get him to come to the hike with us.
I'm into it. Sounds good.
Would you want to do that in Vancouver?
I'm fine with it. I don't want you to drive too far either. I mean, how far away is Vancouver for you?
I mean, a good hour and 15, 20 minutes.
Bill, okay. You can ride with the Southern Oregon guys.
I thought it would be good to have him come down to Portland and do some activism in downtown.
Oh, you're talking about the interviewee. Sorry, I thought you were talking about scheduling a ride to the...
But yeah, I'm into it. Let's shoot for either Tuesday or Wednesday. And if we can't get it during the day, can we do it during the evening where I'm off work between like 7 or 8? So like 8 or 9 o'clock down there.
Work or it's going to fuck up? Ah, no, it worked. Beautiful. Okay. Okay. Sending an updated gear list here momentarily.
But does that sound good, Leo? Either 8 or 9 on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, probably Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, I mean, actually, let's play it by ear, either Tuesday or Wednesday. I mean, I just kind of want to see how I feel.
Sure, I understand. I need a little bit of wiggle room myself, so that's why I usually give 1 or 2 days with 1 or 2 times. So we'll figure it out. Either one of those days be okay, but as it gets closer, we'll nail it down with the interviewee.
Yeah, for sure. He seemed really eager to meet up this weekend, but it was just like, I think I messaged him on Friday and it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Bye, just for a moment. I'm going to try to list out to you as fast as most possibly humanly can. So annoying. I wonder if Thomas is a faster way of doing these type of things. Huh?
Who are all the medics already accounted for? Because last time I think I had two of them written down. I think it was Alexander Oregon and Tyler Washington.
No, thank you for reminding me.
Oh, he's the cook. He's the cook. Yeah. Excuse me.
And so Tyler Waugh is medic instructor, and who else was going to help him with that?
Let me go grab my my notes. I'll be right back.
Johnny was on that list, Johnny Idaho, but I know he's not coming to the event now, so.
Okay, here's a forwarded message from Jesse Colorado to you, Tyler. You can crack that open and then plan this little medic workshop bit.
Okay, I'll see what he's...
You guys like Metallica?
Yes.
I like Pantera more, but...
Bring my Pantera shirt. I bring it to, like, every PF event. Washington. What are you liking the org so far, Ethan? Tell us one thing that you found out about the org that you weren't aware of already joining that you like.
It's pretty organized. You guys are pretty organized and punctual, it seems. I don't know.
Expecting a bunch of fascists to be really organized?
I wasn't really expecting you guys to be disorganized, but I've just been...
What makes us so organized to you?
Well, I'm supposed to meet you guys at 4:30 or whatever, and then you dropped out or whatever because you had something to do, and then like those guys had already hit me up by the time I got home, and it was on because it wasn't really confirmed or whatever, and I got home and like it was already confirmed, so it was almost like too organized. So I don't know, that was kind of impressive to me.
I'm glad they caught my save. I got into a vehicular accident at the time or something. I was dealing with that.
Understandable.
It was Johnny Idaho that I had written down.
Grant Washington has not attended the last few Mumble meetings. He can barely text me back, and he's like...
Has he done any actions?
Did a sticker on Idaho like a week or two ago, and he like got the cops on his ass.
Oh,
Washington.
Oh, what are we talking about? Who Washington?
Aunt Washington. He's that guy that we vetted over in Enumclaw that one day.
Oh.
Just like, not. Communication. One of those guys that joins and like talks a big game and then like just flops completely.
Did you get all the money together for ProMat? Has everybody contributed that wants to contribute?
I got your payment and I have put that in an envelope. However, I was gonna mail that today on my way home, but so I got that right here in front of me, actually. So I'm sending that in the morning on my way to work, and I'm going to have the orders separated into standard orders that are $45 orders, and people can feel free to buy that off of me, and the other half of the order is going towards posters. Oh, unless someone buys them off of me.
Well, I'm happy to donate, to guys who might be short or anything like that, since I put the amount in that I did. So just spread the love around so guys all have room.
Okay, I will set up an EBT program for people who cannot afford stickers.
All right. Well, what I'm saying is no one has to pay me back. I don't care about that.
I kind of missed that. You said something about $45 worth of the stickers?
Yes. So standard orders for putting in for like stickers and flyers and stuff is $45. That gives you at least 300 pieces of Pro Mat. Separate bags. So I asked Thomas to separate it into six different orders of $45 orders, and then rest go towards posters. Those of you who wish to purchase a whole bag, you can get a bag, delegate it, separate it amongst people near you, whatever. I threw in 300. I collected about $100. Tyler, my own.
You threw in 100 of your?
200 of my own.
Okay, so we have like, what? That's like a $500 order, isn't it?
Yes. $500 order. It's necessary. Things we need to do for claiming America. I wish we'd just pitch in $500 and get a shiny, like, nice Toyota pickup truck like the Taliban do, but we have to spend our money on posters instead. I would love to just have a bunch of Toyota trucks. It would be so cool. So jealous.
Imagine the hate trucks.
Yeah, dude. You know, I try to get on like Facebook Marketplace and look for an old Toyota truck, and like some hick kid named like Cletus living in Bonnie Lake is trying to sell you his piece of shit 250,000 km mile 22R Toyota 4-cylinder motor pickup truck with a shitty lift kit on it for like $7,000. That's the only trucks I can find nearby. And then I like look up pictures of the Taliban, and they're literally booling around in like a Toyota Hilux and like nice old Toyota trucks with like no dents or nothing on it with like brand new paint jobs. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, that's like the nicest truck for someone like me. And they just get them for free from Joe Biden to Barack Obama. Like, really?
They got a lot more than Toyota trucks now.
Yeah.
Dude, I still want a hate bus.
Dude, I saw this meme of like someone that stopped, like that found like a whole entire like weapon cache building with like just all kinds of rifles from the floor to the ceiling. Just the whole room was just a pile of AK-47s. And then the next meme was that guy that was like praying, and he's like, "Lord, I've seen what you've done for other people. I want you to do it for me." I think that's everything so far. Is there anything else I should go over?
I would say just get in contact with Paul California. Definitely, he's probably the one that can give you the head count of Northern California guys that are still going.
Hey, Brandon, so I'm on the Oregon border, right near Northern California. Who should I talk to about, like, getting in there? I'm pretty sure they have a general chat for NorCal, right?
I mean, they have a network chat that's strictly for their network guys. But if you want to communicate more with them, I would definitely message Paul. He seems to be the one that's trying to get things in order up in the northern half of California, and he's your best bet for communication.
Okay.
All right. I don't really have anything else for us. I don't really see any point in planning future activism right at the moment because we got this big hike going. Yes?
I want to do, I figure since we're going to have some downtime on Friday, maybe we could do some, would it be feasible to do make banners there where we have all these people?
Yeah, I think maybe it's definitely doable as long as we like don't display it all the other campers and stuff. I don't know how big the location is that Jack rented. It was for 40 some people, so it's probably spacious enough to hide it kind of at the edge of our little campsite behind tents and stuff, and people won't see it. So,
well, even if it's not, it's in a wilderness area. We could find a Forest Service road and just, you know, go off, even if it's like 10 minutes away.
Yeah,
there,
yeah. If you
be a good time to bang some out.
Yeah, for sure. Could maybe even do a little money pool there to pay off any supplies. So I will
send me a list of supplies for making banners, and I'll go get some paint this week. I have all the stencils. I'm running out of space in my car from taking down three dudes. But maybe you and I can connect this week, and I can give you the stencils back.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
The whole meeting?
Have
you done an action this week, yes or no?
No.
Second no that I got. Get a yes next meeting. Other than that, no, we've just been going over the hike this week. Plans, attendance for that, whatnot.
Well,
haven't missed a whole lot.
Do I really need to be here for this then?
We're at the end of the meeting, so we're just hanging out and socializing, so feel free to stick around if you want.
Oh, all right. Well, I didn't miss anything important during the actual meeting today.
No, oh, wait. I do have one more thing for all of you. One more thing. December 4th. There is a thing that is happening on that day in which I do not know any of the details to share with you anyways. So you need to, on December 4th, so there is a thing somewhere happening sometime you all know about. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, December 2021, have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, all 72 hours. There's absolutely no reason with 6 months in advance you guys can't make that happen. I expect all of you to be attending this, every single one of you. All right?
So, how am I to yes or no that I can't attend it if I don't even know what it is?
Thanks, John. That was actually a question I had for you.
Operational security, fellas. You're never going to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do things in this organization on a need-to-know basis, all right? We can't just go and announce to all the 300 members we have that we are doing a specific thing at this specific location at this specific time. Tell all your Antifa buddies and local feds and cops to be there, you know?
Is it local or national?
It is going to be a location somewhere. That's all I know. I don't know where it's at.
Right, so if it's not something you're planning, then surely it's a national event.
It's something I am helping plan, yes. But as for now, that is the date. That is the time you need off, and that's all you need to know.
Okay, well, I can't give you a yes or no.
Why not?
Because I don't know any of the details.
You'll never know the details. The only people that are ever going to know the details are network directors, Thomas, and cluster leaders and other important points of contact.
Everybody knew the details on the hike.
That's a hike.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah, if this was a demo, we wouldn't be talking about it as much as we are. It's more moved to DMs in that sort of regard. Everything is purely need to know for your security, my security, and all of our brothers' securities.
Well, I can tell you for certain I can't leave the state.
Why is that?
Not until I turn 18, at least.
Why does that matter?
That's just the rules. I mean, I'm not allowed to leave the state.
I've left the state and I've not been 18.
gonna be next to your parents, man.
So you can't go buy a plane ticket and then tell your parents that you're coming down to John's house for the weekend?
Dude,
Just tell them you're going camping. That's what we tell all of our parents, all of our loved ones and family members and friends that ask us where we go and do this mysterious stuff where we just disappear for a weekend at a time. We tell them we're going camping because we are. You know, every event that we have, we camp somewhere. So it's not a lie. We're going camping.
All right.
Think you can do that? Just tell your parents, like, hey, I'm going camping. And then, you know, you're gone the whole weekend.
It's understandable. Hell, it's
somewhere with no service, so you won't have your phone.
Right.
And it's understandable. Minors have more of a hurdle to get out and do things. At the same time, you know, give it a shot.
Okay. Yeah. Are
you not going to be 18 by then?
I think I'm 8 months out.
I thought we only allowed 17 and a half year olds to join.
I mean, it goes by a case by case basis on that respect.
Yeah, I questioned Thomas about it because I had a couple concerned members that were like, what if we get in trouble like doing activism and we have a minor with us? Like, is that going to increase the charges and stuff? And well, I didn't have an answer for these questions, so I asked Thomas. But I don't see why that would.
On an individual level, minors have a bit more restriction that they gotta go through to just do things in general. In my network, we had one guy that was 17 at one point, and you know they just have a tougher time moving around simply because you know they're not legally adults. So, but still, you know, even if you're 17, give it a try. Run by your parents. Say you want to go camping with friends, something like that. Or if you're one of those lucky few whose, you know, family and friends are just A-okay with white nationalism, just be like, I'm gonna do based and red pilled stuff.
Father is.
Well, that's a little helpful.
not really. So, but I would be a month out.
I wouldn't tell them, like, right now that it's something so far ahead. But, like, yeah, when obviously. It gets a little closer, say, like, hey, you know, I'm going camping with some friends. You know, you could even – I mean, the thing about lying, though, is you have to remember a lie. But just sticking it to just going camping with friends, you know, it's very vague. But I know some guys say, like, they got a Christian group that they're with, you know. Like, we have one guy in the org who's a trucker. And he gets different loads and goes to different parts of the state, right? And he told his boss he's just with some Christian activist group, and they're like doing a Christian retreat camp here or something. And his boss like doesn't care. He's like, whatever, you know, you're bringing material here and getting me paid, you're getting paid. So that's his excuse. But yeah, I understand. I was your age, man. My parents constantly questioned me, like, what. Well, My dad, you know, a year ago, he was still the same way. He was like, you going, who are you with? You don't tell me anything anymore. And I don't tell him jack squat since I've been in this org. And I'm 22 now, so it's like, how are you going to, like parent, father, and mother your 22-year-old, you know? But, yeah, I understand parents. Parents are like that. My mom was always like that growing up, like, questioning, where are you going? Who are you hanging out with? Do you have a lunch? Do you have an extra pair of underwear? When are you coming home? Are you going to be home for dinner? You know, it's like, I don't know what we're doing. I'm just going to hang out with some friends. We're going to do stupid high schooler stuff, mom. Just, God, leave me alone. You know?
I mean, parents are always going to be like that. You're going to be their child no matter how old you get.
My dad said to me, hunting once, we were turkey hunting, I think, and we were sitting in a field up against a tree, and he asked me if I was okay, and like tried to like tuck my coat in to like keep me warm or something, and I was like, Dad, stop, like, I'm not a little kid anymore, you don't need to like pamper me. Like, oh, don't you get like that with me, you're always gonna be my little boy. Like, thanks Dad, love you too.
Yeah, try to get like a bank account going so that I can actually get the ticket. hopefully before them.
You have a job yet, mister?
In and out, yeah, sometimes.
Okay. We have a long time until then. I would focus on right now you get that driver's license and get a job and save up some money.
Yeah, I'm getting my friend to refer me to a job near me, so we'll see how that goes.
If you're young, pushing a lawnmower around the neighborhood, cutting some lawns and stuff, that's a pretty good way to earn some money. It's a good time,
too. Oh, yeah. I wish I did that. I'd rather just go work for some farmer.
Yes, work on farms. More people need to be involved with farming.
So
yeah, my brother worked on farms, too. It doesn't pay too bad when you get a workout.
Yes.
So, guys, the ages of our founding fathers in 1776, they are James Monroe, 18 years old, Alexander Hamilton, 21, James Madison, 25, Thomas Jefferson was 33, Thomas Paine, 39, John Hancock was 39. Napoleon became consul at 26 and emperor at 35. France. You don't need more experience. You need action. Remember that. Holds up. Alexander the Great became emperor at 21 and started conquest of the Persians at 22. Died somewhere in his 30s.
Ask for thyself yet another kingdom, for mine is too small. That's what his father said.
But I don't have anything else to go over. I had a very long weekend, and I'm probably going to go goom and pass out in my chair and then get up for work tomorrow. I'm going to go from working. Gooming, playing video games.
Oh. Gooning. I said gooning.
Disgusting.
He's going to be a goon.
Cultured goon.
What, John, you going to go play with your, what, are you like level, are you level like 200 now, John?
An ESO, let me check. I haven't really been playing it that much since that one weekend where I just logged like 1,200 hours. 12 hours. Like one day.
It's a big difference right there, 1,200.
I have 1,200 hours on Elder Scrolls Online on my Xbox, but this character is Champion 1-6. Yeah, Marcus. Oh, I don't remember what the time played was on this character, but I think it was only 20 hours, and I got to level 180 now.
My bad. All right. Well, I gotta go eat some dinner. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yep. Later.
I'm gonna stay here and hang out and stream some video games and talk about how much I hate Israel and America First.
Nice. I'm putting in some shelves in a hidden spot in my house. So
I hope the feds don't take $500,000 out of my bank account for streaming Halo and going to January 6th.
What?
Oy vey.
Making fun of Nick Fuentes.
Oh, I remember that. I remember hearing about that.
I, too, remember that.
David.
Hey, David.
What?
We are run with. We need a meeting room for just a second. Meeting room 4 for a minute.
Sure.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys. Meeting is adjourned. Let's hop up in general chat, shall we?
Yeah. John, can I talk to you in meeting room 1 for like a minute?
Yes, sure.
I gotta hop off for now, guys. Later.
Yeah, have a good one.
Have a good night, everyone.
Nighty night.